Masechet Eduyot Perek Het Mishnah Dalet. In this Mishnah, we'll talk about three different testimonies that Rabbi Yose ben Yo'ezer gave. Mishnah says, He'id Rabbi Yose ben Yo'ezer ish sereda al ayal kamsa dachan. Rabbi Yose ben Yo'ezer, who was the rabbi of sereda, he testified about the ayal grasshopper. The ayal grasshopper had a very long head, and he testified that that grasshopper is still kosher, even though it looks different than the other ones that are known to be permitted to be eaten. Second testimony, Ve'al mashke bet mit behayad di'inun dachyan. He also testified about the liquids in the butchering place of the Bet HaMikdash, the blood and the water over there, that they're tahor, that they're pure, that they cannot become tameh. Liquids can become tameh on a derabanan level usually. But says the Rabbi Yose, when we're talking about the Bet HaMikdash, they did not impose this restriction on the Bet HaMikdash because they wanted to make sure that sacred items did not become impure. Number three, Ud Yikrav Bemita Mistaav. He said thirdly that somebody who definitely touched a corpse in a public domain is tameh. The idea behind this testimony is to imply if there's a doubt about somebody, if we don't know if he touched a corpse in a public domain, he's tahor. Only when he definitely touched a corpse in a public domain is he tameh. After Rabbi Yose gave these three rulings, v'karule Yose Sharia, the rabbis after this weren't pleased with his lenient rulings. And they called him Yose, the one who allows, because he permitted three things that were previously forbidden till he came and he gave his testimony.